In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
Rejoice, favored woman. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Now listen carefully. You will conceive a child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
But how will this happen, since I am a virgin?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who is said to be barren, is in her...
I had a vision from an angel, a real live angel, and he told me, to have a baby.
Yes, of course, after we're married, you'll have a baby. You'll have as many babies as you want.
No, Joseph, you don't understand. The Holy Spirit came upon me. I conceived a child, and I'm still a virgin. I'm going to be the mother of the Messiah. Don't you see? The prophecy is coming true through me. Joseph, I am. No, we are going to have a son, and he's to be called Jesus. He's the Savior, the Son of God.
Mary, we are privileged to be able to raise the Son of Man, but what will our family say? What will our friends think with us not even being married and you being pregnant? What will they think?
Speak his name. Oh,
my Savior and my Lord.
Caesar Augustus, that the whole empire should be registered. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and who was also pregnant.
Thank you. City of David. Now that's a loud city. King David left here long ago, and he hasn't been seen in these parts for quite some time. Me and my wife tried to make a home for our children, but what kind of a home can you build above and then filled with smelly straw and cutthroats and prostitutes and armies of vermin? The rats and birds in the straw were the cleanest guests in my establishment. Then there was that cursed Roman census. That's another one. Census was simply a tax. At least I got to fill beds and tables and under the tables and floors with extra people. I made a few denarii, almost enough to pay the taxes, but not enough to get me out of this place. And then that night, there was a knock at the door. And I was so tired, I just started yelling. Go away. We're full. Are you blind? It's late. Go away. No room. No room in my inn.